Today's share Mishabri Yomi is Simon Shin Samich Vav. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. B'nei Chaburah Shayim Mesubin Lechol B'kidesh Aleim Ayom. You have a group of people eating when Shabbos arrives. In such a scenario, for example, it's the whole B'nei HaChatzer, all the people from the Chatzer, they're eating together when Shabbos comes in, when Shabbos commences. So the bread on the table, he says, Hapas Sh'ala Shulchan Somchen Aleim Mishum Erev. They can utilize and designate that bread that was on the table as the Erev. He says, V'hu Shemesuban B'bayis and it can be relied on for the Erev Chatzeros, provided they're eating in a house, which is one of the places that is fit to place the Erev, but not obviously if they're eating out in a Chatzer. In other words, the pass that would be good for an Erev, if all the people of the Chatzer are eating there, this can be relied on for the Erev. So Mishnah Berurah is going to spell out exactly what the Chiddush is here. Ashma Idim Bezesh Shnei Dvarim. He says there's really two Chiddushim here. Echad, one of them, even though they didn't place this bread there initially for purposes of Eruv, that will still be good. It will still be good for Eruv. And Gam, and also, even if that bread from the beginning was not all of their bread, just it's the balabayas who they're eating by, right? Let's say there's the balabayas who they're all eating by, levad, it's only his bread. Shezimnon the sold Mishalo. His Balabayas invited all of the Achata to come eat by him. Below Hiknelahen also Pasbefer. She did not go ahead and be Makne, did not go ahead and convey ownership to the others in this bread. Afilu Hachi, so here's the Chiddush. Even so, Kevon Shezimnon Lecholimo, since he invited them to eat with him, the Echolon Lechol Daitam, and they can eat there no problem without anyone stopping them. They're invited to eat from that bread. Hareyu ki'ilu nishtatfu bo imo, it's as if they joined up with him, yesh lahem, and they all have a zuchus in that bread. Yalkein, if that's the case, imu kayam, since they all have a chelik in the bread, in the fact that they can all eat that bread, therefore, imu kayam, if that bread is still in existence, ad la'achar bein hashmashos, until and through bein hashmashos, it means it has to be there throughout bein hashmashos, then, somchin alav mishomer, then they can rely on it for the Erev, for that whole Chatzer. Sifat and Ayin Gimel. Hapas Sha'al HaShulchan. So it's saying that the pas that's on the table that they're all eating from, or they all can eat from, can be utilized as the Erev. So he says, L'chayra b'inan shiya azad dayin eslam pas echad shalom. He says, it has to be, pashtus, that at least one whole loaf is extant, is around on the table, a whole loaf, not just a piece of bread, is still on the table when throughout Bein HaShemashos. Like we said earlier, in Sivvah, that you need a pas shalem for, you can't use a piece for the Eruv Chatzeros. You have to donate a full loaf. But he says, oh, Efshar, no, it's possible that maybe here, even if it's just a piece of the loaf left, a piece of the bread left, it will be okay. Why? Kevan de lohi viu pitam, since they're not each donating bread. When they each donate bread, they have to donate a loaf. Ella, Balabayas zimnan lisod mishalop. Rather, we're talking here where the Balabayas invited them to eat by him. And therefore, dino domela de Siv Zayin. And therefore, the din is more like we saw in Siv Zayin, that when one person is conveying ownership to all the others in the Chatzer, it could be even from a piece. Because what was the whole reason why you needed a pas shalim as opposed to a piece? The reason why you needed a pas shalim as opposed to a piece is because they didn't want there to be eva. They didn't want there to be a situation where there'd be dislike and enmity between people, and jealousy between people. One person is donating a slice, and the other one's donating a full loaf. So one person will say, hey, I'm donating a full loaf, and he's donating less than me. So therefore, that's only in a case where they're each donating. But if you just have a case where one person is mezakeh and conveying ownership to everyone in the Erev, it could be even a piece of bread. So too here, it's like that case, even though he's not conveying ownership, he's not being makdeh, but he's inviting them all to eat from his meal and from his bread, so there's no issue, and therefore it would be okay. He says, this is what's Mashmavitosefeshavis. He says, the truth is, it's not exactly like the case where he's being makneh the bread to the others, in which case we say there a piece is okay. But here, one could distinguish and say, it's not really where he's being makneh, but rather he's inviting others to partake of his bread. In other words, the difference might be that in this case, what are they doing? They're eating together. Obviously, it's Friday, and then it becomes Shabbos. So when it becomes Shabbos while they're eating, so from before Shabbos, it's like they sort of were zocheh in the pas. So it's like they're each giving of their pas, possibly, to the Erev. And therefore, if they're, like, they're each giving from their pas to the Erev, it might be a halacha that you need to have a whole loaf there. And therefore, one might make the distinction and say you need to have a loaf. So he says, he leaves it as a tzarachi and as a shayla, as to whether or not, in a case where Kiddush Levayom, where the group of people are eating together and Shabbos arrived, whether or not when Shabbos arrives, meaning during the whole Bein HaShemoshos until the end of Bein HaShemoshos, you have to have a loaf. That seems to be a shiloh where he remains with a tzarach iyun. The Shulchan Aruch had said this only works provided that they're eating in a makom that it's appropriate and halachically valid to have the eruv there, meaning it has to be in a bayis as opposed to a chatzer. So he says, if katnayin about the chatzer lo, the chatzer la abadirahu, because a chatzer, as you know, is not a place where a person dwells, and that's where the eruv has to be situated. The Ramah now continues. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. V'hu adin im yesh lahem pas b'shutfas be'echad min habatim sochin alav mishuv eruv. So comes the Ramah and he says that in the event that they also jointly owned bread in another house, it can be used as the eruv. So the Ramah is adding that when they jointly own a bread in one of the Bnei Chatzer's home, that also works. So the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah here says, what's the chiddush? He says, sif katan ayin hay. So the truth is, this din is a zu ve'ein sarach lomar zu. Meaning, ein achinami, there's no chiddush. Like, kal v'chomer, it will work for sure in a case where they each have a real chelek in someone else's home, that b'di'evet that would work. If b'di'evet it works without formally establishing an Erev where they're all eating by someone, then for sure it will work with the Eved, even if there's no formal establishment of the Erev, if they all have a chelek in a bread in someone's home. Then the Mishnah goes on, no, there might be a chiddush here. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush is as follows. Tosefes Shabbos, Kasa, Tosefes Shabbos gives the following chiddush. He says, the Kamash Malon here is, the Som Chinalav Becheska Shukayef. They all own a chelek in a bread in one of the Bnei Chatzer's home, and Afal Pishein Yodin Biatzman. Even if they don't know that the bread is still there and intact, Mishum, it's going to be good. Mishum Demakmin La Achas Kasa. We assume that the bread is still there. We assume that the loaf is still there in the person's home, unless we know that it was eaten up. And therefore, we could rely on the fact that they all own a loaf of bread in someone's house, and we have no reason to believe that anyone took it. So we rely on the Chazakah that it's still there, and it could be relied on for the Erev. Sif Katan Ayin Vav. Sobchen Allah Mishum Eruv. And then he just points out that although we said that when it comes to the Eruv Chatzeros and relying on the fact that the bread was in one of their homes at the time, and they all either had the ability to eat because they were invited, or they all had a chelik in that bread, and it has to be, we said, in a bias, in a base dira, it can't be in the Chatzeros. He says, well, that all depends if we're talking about Eruv Chatzeros or we're talking about Shitufei Mavos. So then he points out, Mishum Shitufei Mavos, if we're talking about the Shitufei Mavos, where we're joining up all the Chatzeros in the Mavoi with the Erev, then Yechol Lismoch, then you could rely on these scenarios, Af Kishemunach Be'ed Echad Min HaChatzeros, even if this bread that we're relying on, B'di'evet, by virtue of the fact that they all have a chelek in it, it could be even if it was resting in one of the Chatzeros, because for Shitufei Mavos, it could be in a Chatzer. It just has to be in a Makom Mishumar, has to be in a protected place, but it doesn't have to be in a bias, it could be in the Chatzer as well. We now move on to Sif Yudbeis. Apotropos shel katan yachol la'arev ba'ado. An apotropos is a child's official guardian. He can make an erev on behalf of the katan. So this apotropos, who's the legal guardian and can be involved in kinyanim and things like that for the child, he is someone who can do the erev for the katan. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ayin Zayin, yachol la'arev ba'ado. Afilu mishel katan shelo midaito. He can do this for the katan even without the katan's knowledge. The reason why, there are others that are holy as to the reason, but the reason here being given, this is the reason of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is as follows, that Mnei Shehu Lo Keben Bayis, Sheyachal La'arev Mishel Bala Bayis, Shalomi Daito Kemoshi Yizbar B'Simon Shin Samazayin. It's a apotropos is the equivalent of someone who lives in the home of the Bala Bayis, who's allowed, we're going to see later on, in Shin Samach Zayin Sif Aleph, that such an individual who's a ben bayis who lives in the home of the Bala Bayis, he can go ahead and do the Erev for the Bala Bayis without the Bala Bayis knowing, as long as the Bala Bayis doesn't say explicitly that he doesn't want to be part of the Erev. And a Katan, we can assume that the apotropos functioning on his behalf, okay, is the equivalent of such a ben bayis, and there obviously is no one telling him that he can't do it. The katan has no das, and therefore he can function for the katan as his ben bayis donating the erev for him. Sif yud gimel mitzvah lachzor achar erev lechatzeros. It's a mitzvah to actually go ahead and make sure that there's an erev. It's not just something that's functional to allow people to go ahead and carry, but rather it's a mitzvah to go ahead and enable people to carry. What's the reason? Mishnah Berurah says sif katan ayin ches kedish lo yavo letal tal b'yisr. So the people will not chas v'shalom go ahead and carry b'yisr and carry when it's usher to carry. And the Dirshu in footnote 84 points out as follows. He says that based on this, the Chasam Sofer in Or Chaim Tzadi Tes writes that is also a mitzvah not only to go ahead and set up an Erev Chatzeros, but actually to go ahead and be misaking the Mavuis and the Chatzeros and the communities that they have Mechitzos Kedin, that our neighborhoods are enclosed halachically. What we call today is the Erev up. What we call is the Erev Up is really the enclosure, that it's a mitzvah to go ahead and make sure so that people will not come to carry B'Isser. In fact, the Taj Beitz and Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Zayin, the Dirshu points out, writes that he says, Ilmalei Tirdas Halimud Derech Tamachocha Masakein Erev. He says, or not for the fact that Torah scholars are so engaged in their Torah matters, it would be a given and expected for them to be involved in making a Reuven. In fact, this is clear from the Gemara in Erev, Samech Ches Amar Aleph, where Rabbi Bar Chana asks Abaye, why a Mavui that has two Torah scholars living there does not have an Erev or a Shituf? He further writes that one who hesitates to become involved in such matters has been infected with either heresy or a small-minded perspective, since it's a great zuchus to be involved in the construction of an Erev, since doing so assures that people will not transport objects on Shabbos in violation of Halacha. The Chazon Ish in Or Chaim Simon Pei Zayin Sifkon Beis, he writes about the importance of Talmi Chacham and becoming involved in the construction of Erevin, and he suggests the following explanation of the Gemara. He says, in Abaye's circumstance, there was no actual concern that if Abaye was not involved in constructing an Erev, someone would have violated Shabbos. And even so, if it were not for Abaye's unceasing dedication to his Torah study, it would have been appropriate for him to be involved in the Erev. Sif Yud Dalet, Mevarech Al Mitzvahs Erev. The bracha made is Al Mitzvahs Erev. Why is Al and not Le? Those of us who learn Psachim, we know this is a big issue. Ayin Shama and the Sugyas and the Iyan Shir. But anyway, you make a bracha. You make a bracha on Erev, Al Mitzvahs Erev. Vafilu Adam Acher, She'enu Dar Be'osayir, Verotze Lishbos Shom B'Shabbos. Even someone who's a guest in town for Shabbos, and he wants to be there for the Shabbos, he is allowed to make Yachol Levarech Bracha Zu. He can go ahead and make the bracha. Daha, what's the reason? Ilulo Erevu Hayagam Hu Aser L'Taltel. Because if there was no Erev, he also would not be able to carry there, and therefore he has a chelek in it. Imkain Gam Hu Shayach L'Erev. Therefore he's also associated with the Erev and he can make the bracha. Ayema Shekasavnu Od B'Zeh Be'Alacha. He says, check out what's written there in the Be'Alacha. Be'Alacha goes through this, and he ends up by saying that you have to realize, though, that according to our minag, l'chadchila, who's the one that should make the bracha? Because what we do nowadays is that the shamish goes ahead and he gets together the erev from all the batim by getting the flour donated, or stami's bezakeh, and he then goes ahead and he gives it to the rav to be mezakeh. He uses the rav as the acher, to be mezakeh, the acherim, to convey ownership to everyone in the community. So therefore, it's the Rav who would be making the bracha. And he says, this is the proper way to do it, like he said himself earlier, the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkatan Mem Hei. And if you're doing a stam zechus, and you're doing it al yedei acher, that person doesn't have to be mivnei ayir, because it's going to be a meaningful maisa to be mezakeh others. And all those in the community, Ayin Shom the Be'er Halacha. Continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Im Eniach Eruvei Tavshilin Ve'Eruvei Chatzeros. If one goes ahead and he's doing both an Eruv Tavshilin to enable one to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and an Eruv Chatzeros at one time, Bezman Echad, he can make Mevarech Bracha Achas, he can make one Bracha al shteyan on both. Dainu al mitzvas erevin. The bracha he can make is one generic bracha of al mitzvas erevin. But omer hanusach, and what is the nusach that he says? Ahadein eruva al kol echad v'echad kefi nusach. He says for each of the erevin, according to its nusach, along with that generic bracha of al mitzvas erevin for both. However, the Chayadam, Klal Kuf Beis, Kasav, he writes, Sheyomar al mitzvas eruvei tafshulin ve'eruvei chatzeros, that he should go ahead and be more specific and be mefarei in the bracha, both the eruvei tafshulin and eruvei chatzeros could be together in the same bracha. And then he says, V'omer b'dein yehei sharalan lafuye v'chulei u'metaltel mibayis l'chatzer, and to carry from the bayis l'chatzer, meaning the Chayadam says that after you go ahead and say, and you're mefarei in the bracha, you then go ahead, both the Erev Tashir and the Erev Chatzeros, you then include in the Dain, the Hadain Eruva, Yesharalan, you include both of them, both the Erev Tashirin, you spell out that it's being Matir Yud Levashel Miyonto L'Shabbos, and also the Din of Erev Chatzeros, that it's Matir Yud to be Metaltel Mibayis LeChatzer. We continue on now with Sif Tes Vav. So, Emes Haim Avorech. Okay, so we established that it's a mitzvah to do Eruv Chatzeros. You make a bracha of al mitzvahs Eruv. Now the question is, when do you make the bracha? So he says, B'shal shem mekaveitz oisoi, when you're collecting the challahs or the matzahs, whatever it is from the Bnei HaChatzer, that's when you make it. O b'shal shem mezakeh lahem. Or when you go ahead and you convey ownership, at the time when you're conveying ownership to all the members of the Chatzer, that's when you would say the bracha. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. He spells this out. Sif katan pei bisha mibnei shekol hamitzvus mevarech aleihem oivel asiyos. As we know, all mitzvahs you make oivel asiyos. You make them before you do the mitzvah, and therefore you make the bracha right before you go ahead and you start gathering. Because the kibbutz, the gathering of the Eruv, the collecting of the Eruv, is a chelek of the mitzvah of the Eruv. This is the Levush, who says that, when do you make the bracha? When you go ahead and you collect it from the Bnei HaChatzer, which is the Aschalas HaMitzvah. And he then says, Lefima Shekasav HaRamah La'el. And we saw the Ramah earlier in Sif Vav, Daminag Lekabetz Kemach, Mibote ha'ir, ein levarech b'shas kibbutz. He says that based on the minhag, the Ramah mentioned that the minhag is to collect flour from the different homes in the city. So then you should not go ahead and make the bracha when you go ahead and gather the flour, because that would be the over the over. This is what's called when you're doing the bracha and saying the bracha not immediately before. That's what's called over the over, which is not good. For example, you don't say the bracha on the tefillin before you put the strap up right next to your arm before you tighten it. You don't say the bracha before you put it through your hand, because that's what's called over the over. And that's over the over in a case where you'd be collecting flour, that would be over the over, kol zman shelo nefal pas. As long as you did not go ahead and bake the bread, gathering the flour would be considered over the over, too early to make the bracha. We'll see the other options of when to make the bracha very soon. And then he continues on in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Pei Aleph. At the time, assuming you're collecting the breads or the loaves, as we said, from others, so you do it when you start the collection. So Beis Yosef Ba'Bach Kosfu, Beis Yosef and the Ba'ach writes, in Simon Shin Sadiyeh, Tzarech Levayach, you have to make the bracha B'Shah Shem Maschil Lekabetz. You make the bracha when you start to collect the lo kishen nigmar kibbutz, and not when you finish the kibbutz, not when you finish the collection, thus kvar nigmar mitzvah, because then the mitzvah is already considered done. He continues on, the achronim hiskimu, the yuchal lechatchil levarech achar shekvar nigmar kibbutz. The achronim, however, this is Magen Avraham and the Taz, and Tisef Shabbos, and other achronim, they actually are chaylik, and they hold that lechatchila, you could make the bracha after the all the bread has been gathered. About time, the reason is because they hold that after it's collected, it's still tzarach lechatchila lezakos lechol bnei ha'ir. You have to go ahead still and
Nimizake, you have to convey ownership to all those in the city, Kibosha Kasav, Nula El, like we said earlier, it's a Kadmim Hei. Umikri Adai, and therefore it's still considered over La Siyasan, Kishu Kodam Azikui. It's considered over La Siyasan when it's before the Zikui, before the conveying of the ownership to others. What they're referring to is that earlier we had said, even when you're doing a collection, you don't know that you get everyone in the city. You might not get everyone. So therefore, in the end of the day, you still have to go ahead and do a Zikui in the collection for others, and be mezake others in the Erev, those who did not participate in the giving of the loaves and things like that. So therefore, the mitzvah, according to this, is not really done. It's still considered overlasa tiyasan because it's before the zikui. He says, mikomako b'diyeved afilu kvar zika. He then goes and he says, even b'diyeved, even after what we're mezake and we give ownership to the others, even if you don't do it right before that, let's say you already went ahead and you did the zikui, you did the kinyan where you did a kinyan al yidei acher, and you mezaket to the others, you can still make the bracha. Gam ken yuchal levarech. The ikar knias eruv chal, because the real chalois of the eruv is really only chal, as we're going to see coming up, be'ez knisas ha-shabbos, at the entrance of the Shabbos. U'mikri b'chol gam, and therefore it's always really, at the end of the day, considered over las yosam. U'beprad, and even more, you know, specifically, if the Erev wasn't placed in its ultimate place where it's going to be set up for the Shabbos, where it's going to be remaining this Erev, it wasn't put in that place, for sure, for sure you'd be able to go ahead and make the bracha before, because lo nigmar adayin ha-mitzvah, because the mitzvah hasn't for sure not been chal yet, has not been even finished yet, in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah, because you're going ahead and you haven't yet fully placed it in the place where you were ultimately going to have the Erev. In fact, the Prisha, this is the Shahar Tzion, the very important Shahar Tzion, he points out the Prisha and the Drisha, they hold that even the Chatchila, you can go ahead and make the Bracha, even after the Zikui, if it's before he puts it in the place. So in other words, when the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uprat im lohuna ha'erev," he says, one can lechatchila then go ahead and make the bracha all the way up to the point where he's going to then place the Erev. And this was written, he says, also in the Morak Tzia, Simon Shin Sadihei. And he says, the Shahar Tzion, that when the Torah writes, Bishah Shemekave, it's the time when the Erev is collected, it's coming just to exclude, he says, before the kibbutz, meaning at an earlier stage, if you do it before the kibbutz, that's going to be, if you're not actually, you know, at the point where you're going to start collecting, that would be what's called over the over, kodem the kodem, but you can go ahead and do it right before you place it in the place where it's supposed to be, where it's going to be, and this is even after the zikui. This is what the Ber Halacha brings down as well. And that's the bottom line, that is the conclusion of both the Shahar Tzion and the Ber Halacha in Divrei Maaseil B'Shas Shemezakeh. We continue on into Sif Katan Pei Beis, B'Shashem, Ezakelehem, Perush. So, the Shulchan Aruch had said, you also make the bracha at the point when you're mezake, right before you're mezake, you convey ownership to the rest of the Bnei Ayir, Perush. In a case where he's Ma'arev Mishalo, where the person goes ahead and makes the Eruv from his own chala, and he's no sein la'acherim, and he conveys ownership to others, like the Acher, Va'omer lo sha'acher, she'yivarech, and he says to the other person that he's going and giving it to be mezakeh to others, he says to him that after you make the bracha, yagbiu kdei sheyizkeh b'shvil anshei ayir, you should go ahead and make the bracha and then lift it up so that everyone has a zechus, everyone in the city has a zechus in that bread. Ayin be'halacha shevanu damavarech achar hazikui yesh lo gam kein al milas mocha. Now he quotes the be'halacha, which we just mentioned from the Shahar Tzion, that the mavarech after the zikui has on who to be someich, and as we said in the Shahar Tzion, for sure, even the chatchila, you could do it if it's before you are placing it in the place where it's going to be situated, meaning if you did not yet put it in the ultimate place where it's going to be set for the Shabbos and for the future, and for the arminag is they put it in a place for the year. And finally, now the Shulchan Aruch ends off with, after the bracha, you say the nusach that we mentioned earlier, in the earlier Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Katan Ayin Tes. Now the Shulchan Aruch gives us the nusach. But this Eruv It's going to be permitted. It's going to permit us lafuke layule minabatim lechatzer minechatzer lebatim by the bais to bring in and out from the house to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the houses, and from the houses to the houses, into all the batim in the chatzer. Look at the Mishnah Brura sif katan pe gimel lechol habatim sheva chatzer. So he says the lo hiskir mavui. For some reason, this Erev is not mentioning the mavui. Talking just about the chatzah. He says, Mishum the Kanai, we should learn Nipper on the Vos of Erevin Kadin. He's here, because here we're talking about where the Mavoi itself wasn't yet enclosed, meaning there was no Lechi or Kora or Tzuras HaPesach. So therefore, Kol Chatzah Mesakin Ariv Chatzah is Lakle Lehatia Til Tuba Chatzah. And therefore, each Chatzah is setting up an Erev Chatzah only to allow carrying in that particular Chatzah, because there is no overall mavui that is enclosed. But in a case where the mavui is halachically enclosed with a lechi or a korah or a tzura sapesach, haminag shoyse neiru bechatzer shetuvei mavos kechavik mevur besimun shin peizayin. We're going to see that the minag is that both the eru bechatzer and the shetuvei mavos are done as one, and therefore alkein, therefore tzarach lahosif bo, you have to add the following Sharyusa the Mavui, that it's going to permit carrying in the Mavui. So what is the Nusach when you're including the Mavui in the whole city, etc.? So he says, V'zeh Nuscho v'hade ne'ruva yeheisharlan lafuke l'ulei min abatim. This area will allow us to carry in and out of a bias to a chatzah, and a chatzah to a bias, and a bias to a bias, and a chatzah to a chatzah. The Tzara Tzion points out, what do you mean the chatzah to a chatzah? You're always allowed to carry from the chatzah to a chatzah. So he says, The chatzah to chatzah is you're only allowed to carry from without an erev chatzeros if they're both enclosed, if it was not Shabbos first in the bias. But if it was Shabbos in the bias, the Beis Shmoshos, and then went to a chatzah, you're not allowed to take it from a chatzah to a chatzah. But if you go ahead and you have shitufei mavos, you can no problem. You can carry it from a chatzah to a chatzah. Umi gag le gag, and from a gag to a gag, or from batim to chatzeros, and from a mavui to a mavui, because let's say you have it, a shitufei mavois of the whole city, like the Rav makes, l'chol abatim v'chatzeros, and all the batim and the chatzeros shall be ir hazu, lanu l'chol adarim be'ir hazos, us and to all those that adar in the city, this would be the nusach, for example, that the Rav would make for the whole city, l'chol mishi yisvasev ba, anyone who is added to the city, meaning anyone who comes and moves in, will also be included v'mi'arev l'chol shabbosos hashana, and if he's actually going and doing an erev for all the shabbosos for the whole year, he says yisayin l'chol shabbosos hashana, he ends off for the whole year, u'l'chol yomim tayvin, and for all the yomim tayvin of the year, etc. Finally, Shulchan Aruch, I said finally before, now we'll say, this is mamish fine. V'im gavu ha'erev v'lo berchala, what happens if they collected the erev and they made no bracha on the Erev, eina bracha ma'akev es umutaram l'talvel. The bracha is not ma'akev, it does not prevent one from being able to carry, it's still going to be considered a good Erev, even without the bracha. Mishnah Berurah v'lo berchala, v'hu adin afilu ma'an nusach b'hadei nerufa, even if he doesn't also say the nusach of with this Erev, it's permitting us, etc., to carry. Also, gamkein, lo amra lo, he didn't say that, kevan shem mishutafin b'erev sagi b'zeh, as long as they are, as we said earlier, as long as they are joined up in the Erev, as we saw earlier, that even if they happen to have a joint ownership in a bread, they didn't do anything, b'dieved they're all yotzei, if they're all have a chelik in the bread, in which the bread is. So the bracha, although it's a mitzvah to do Erev, and you have to say the bracha, l'chatchila, and the whole nusach l'chatchila, b'dieved yotzei. The Prima Gadim that actually talks about how if you go ahead and you only say part of what's permitted, and not the other things that are permitted, that might be more problematic, and other achronim don't understand why that should be. I ain't shum. Sure.